In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived an ancient race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains, hewn into the living rock of Stone Age.
Children dance to the pipes of Pan.
And you, my love, won't you take my hand? We'll go back in time to that mystic land where the dewdrops cry and the cats meow. I will take you. I will show you how.
And oh, how they danced, the little children of Stone Age, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 121, and this is the dreaded Halloween hangover episode, where it marks the end of one of the fucking two vacations I have per year. And as usual, I mean, I didn't do jack shit except fucking rot in my room, jerking off, playing video games, getting fat. So it was great, in other words. I was back to the old fucking boring grind, and we can't talk about horror movies or horror games, anything horror related is off the table until next year, an entire year. I mean, that's just the law. That's how it works in America. If you're listening from outside the country, I mean, if you talk about anything horror related, it's fucking jail time. It's the law over here. GruntFreePress.com is the website where you can see how productive I've been all week. Because I did fucking hate, why I hated fucking Wolfenstein 2, so that was a pretty easy review to write. I could have gone on longer, but I got fucking bored, like, fucking writing it, you know. I posted into the Steam reviews too. You know what I do? If I fucking write a review of a game that I did on, like, no, if I played it on Steam, I'll fucking post it over there too. And it's, I fucking copy paste whatever. I do cut a paragraph out. I went over their fucking character limit, so I could have written fucking more just about how much the game fucking sucked, and like gone into like detail, like way more detail than that. I'm just like, yeah, I can't. I'm just way too much. I spent way too much time on this. I'd rather fucking be done with it and fucking uninstall the fucking game. Move on with my life, that type of thing. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. You know, If you get bored, you can send your ramblings over there. What else are you going to do, really? You're going to click around like a half a dozen different websites. You're waiting for something new to fucking pop up that's interesting over there. And fucking wonder why everybody fucking ignores you as you post shit over there. That's what usually happens. I mean, what are you, some kind of fucking loser? I mean, fucking send an email. I'll respond, maybe. Probably not, but we'll see. I remember when I said way back when that we couldn't talk about horror things. Now that it's November. I lied about that. Because, I watched the second season of Stranger Things. I think it's just called Stranger Things 2. And that was pretty gay. Because I loved that first season. I really did. If you remember, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not sure completely, but I'm pretty sure I fucking talked about it on here. On the podcast, go back about probably a year, you know. I thought the first season there, fucking Stranger Things 1, I guess, as you would call it, I guess. Yeah, I thought that was fucking damn near perfect. I mean, it was set in, set in the 80s, but fucking, they didn't do it for, like, yeah, it wasn't just, like, cheap, fucking obvious nostalgia garbage, you know what I mean? It was fucking, it just said, like, you know, set in the 80s, it said, like, an 80s vibe to it. A couple references here and there, and fucking, like, whatever, you know, it'd be, like, fucking Star Wars fucking bedsheet somewhere, just, you know, shit like that. Posters in the back is, you know, the fucking, like, set that is in the 80s, but didn't, like, hit you over the head with a bunch of fucking shit like that, you know? It was just kind of like a horror story that happened to be in the fucking, you know, set then, and fucking, you know what I mean? And, now the second season here, it's pretty much like exactly what I fucking feared it was going to be. I mean, they can't go like fucking 10 minutes without playing a song from, you know, like a fucking like 80s fucking pop song, and, all the new fucking characters they fucking introduced, they're all fucking just, you know, cheap cliches and shit, and the, the first season, again, they made you, like, think it was gonna be that, you know, it was like fucking, like, here's, like, whatever, you know what I mean, fucking just another, like, generic fucking 80s fucking movie character or some shit, then they, like, flesh them all out, and it's fucking, like, alright, you know what I mean, the fucking, the jock there that they introduced, the fucking, you know, tough guy fucking, you know, basketball star, like, he's, you know, he's not just, like, a giant douche, you know what I mean, he's like, I know, he's an alright guy, and fuck, you know, then all the fucking, you know, all the kids, all the nerds and shit, they're like, yeah, those kids are alright, like, you know, they have fucking, you know, fucking personality to them and all that shit, and they can be, like, cool when they need to be type of thing, and, in the second season, like, nobody really fucking, like, changes, you know what I mean, there's like, a, it's like, hey, you know, they introduced, like, a second, more, like, stereotypical fucking jock, and, like, oh, he's a dick, you know what I mean? Like, where are they going to go from there? Are they going to, like, copy the first season and, like, make him, like, okay? And it's just like, no, he was just a dick the entire time, like, that's it, you know? The end. You know, the fucking nerdy guy is a fucking pussy who saves the day through, like, computer programming, and, like, you know what I mean? Just this shit like that, just, yeah, then, like, the old characters don't really do much. I mean, I didn't give, like, a fuck about any of them, you know what I mean? It's just, it's like before, like, the first season there, like, the main, like, driving factor for watching the show was just, like, the mystery of it, and just, like, the story and where it was going, and, you know, they had, like, all these child actors and shit, but they knew, you know, it's like, hey, child actors, you know what I mean? They're not going to be great, so they just gave them, like, just enough to do. That didn't matter, you know what I mean? It didn't matter if they sucked or not. Just, like, read these lines, you know what I mean? These lines in service to the fucking the story, and we're good, you know what I mean? It's fucking not too much to ask, you know what I mean? Anybody could have done it, like, that type of thing. And then, like, the second season is more like fucking, they try to make it more like a drama, more of a fucking, like, coming-of-age story, and just, like, what, and then, like, in the background, I guess, like, some monsters or some shit, I guess, you know, and then, like, yeah, and then, like, you start, it's like, yeah, you realize, like, oh, these kids can't really fucking act for shit, and it's just like, yeah, it's not fucking bashing them, it's just like they're kids, you know what I mean, just, so it's gonna come off as cheesy. Yeah, you know, I mean, fucking, yeah, it's just like, you know, the first season was pretty much, like a long movie, you know what I mean? Just like different episodes of a long movie, like cut up, you know what I mean? It's like a little like cliffhanger at the end of each episode, a little bit, but, you know, it was a mini series, you know what I mean? And fucking, I don't think they were planning on doing any more than that. You know, it wasn't like fucking season one, you know what I mean? It was just fucking like, here's some thing, some weird thing, like fucking check it out, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, then fucking like Stranger Things 2 just seems like, you know, it just seems like a season, you know, it's like a season of a network TV show or some shit, you know, just the first season is everything felt like deliberate and like planned out, you know what I mean? And then fucking, the second season just feels like, it's a lot of fluff and just shit we fucking just threw in there, you know, shit that goes nowhere, a lot of that stuff, and, like, I don't know, maybe we'll tie it up in, like, season three, I don't know, maybe, probably not, but, the show starts out with another girl, his power is, like, 11 from, like, the first one there, you know, she's from, like, the fucking same lab or whatever, she's out in, like, Chicago, she's using her abilities or whatever to make, she can make people, like, hallucinate, like, they see shit in their head that she can fucking, like, put there, like, make them see, like, what she wants them to see, and she's using that to fucking, like, rob and, like, kill people and shit, and again, it opens the fucking first episode, so it's like, it seems important, right, like, fucking, it's like, the scope of the show is gonna expand, and there's gonna be, like, I don't know, maybe, like, some X-Men shit going on, where, like, you know, a group of these fucking kids are gonna fucking, like, team up, and there's gonna be, like, a bigger threat, like, outside of, like, the fucking town they're in, or whatever, the small town that the first one was in, but nope, that doesn't really fucking happen, you know what I mean? Like first off, 11 and fucking, the other girl, or, they're barely in the fucking show at all, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, well, 11's there a bit, I guess, quite a bit, but she's usually in a fucking, she's just, like, in a shack by herself, like, out in the woods, and she's just fucking, like, whining, of just fucking, like, why am I in this shack? I want to get out of the shack, and, like, fucking, that's, like, half the fucking season. Then she runs away, and she fucking, like, you know, fucking finds that other girl there, and the entire season for, well, the, you know, the entire fucking, you know, she does that because she's, yeah, it's like the story reason for her doing that, just fucking, like, running away and finding that fucking girl again. They open the fucking show with this fucking, she shows 11, like, how, it's like, oh, you know, if you get angry and you fucking channel your powers, like, even more, like, you know, it's like, she's like fucking like Yoda and fucking the Empire Strikes Back or something, then fucking, that's the whole thing, just fucking, like, oh, those powers you have, you get, like, really mad, like, fucking, like, oh, you can make them stronger, it's like, cool, it's, again, that was, like, fucking, like, the whole setup of that, yeah, then, like, you know, 11 fucking finally sees the rest of the group for, like, 5 fucking seconds in the last episode, and she fucking yells really loud at a wall to close a vagina portal. And that's about it. I mean, the second season sucks. So, yeah, I'm not going to spend any more time on it besides that. Just fucking, this is a video game podcast, I keep telling myself. But, yeah, that fucking shit sucked. That was pretty disappointing. Speaking of shit, I did during my vacation, I regret. It's like, fucking, like, man, I wish I could get those fucking, like, 8 hours back or whatever the fuck it was, you know what I mean? I beat Shadow of War, and by, I beat the shit out of it. I did, like, pretty much everything in the fucking game you could do, 100%, like, you know, every side mission, did the whole fucking Shadow War endgame, which is actually, like, Act 4, you know, it's, like, the last act of the game, I'll talk about that. Maxed out my character level and shit, just, Yeah, you go in the menu and just get like a game progress counter there. It's fucking like what percentage you're done. It says 100%. So I did, you know, pretty much everything, you know. Yeah, that's not something that I do very often anymore. Particularly in like open world games, you know what I mean? Where I usually get bored with them, you know. It's fucking, it's like, I don't know, let's fucking do the side missions for a little bit, and then like, all right, I'm kind of bored, and there's fucking the same shit over and over again. Let's just go do the main fucking quest or whatever and just fucking run through that now that my guys get all the shit fucking built up, you know. But yeah, I mean, fucking Shadow of War is just that fucking good. I mean, I just get fucking playing and it's like, yeah, you know, before I knew it, I'm just fucking like, again, I was checking that progress page or whatever. Just like, I'm pretty much fucking, you know what I mean? Besides, like, you know, as I was doing the fucking, the last act there, I'm just like, fucking, like, I'm pretty much have everything done. I can just fucking go do that, like, real quick. And just, yeah, so, you know, before I knew it, it's fucking like, I've been playing this shit for like fucking 45 hours. Like, it's like, I've been playing this shit for a long time. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. The complaint I kept hearing about the game, I mean, besides people fucking bitching about fucking microtransactions and, like, loot boxes and shit, and I didn't fucking buy, like, one thing extra, like, with like, real money. I bought, you know, the game gives you, like, currency. You can fucking buy, like, loot boxes like that. I did that, like, once or twice, I think, and then, like, fucking, like, yeah, I opened, like, you know, it gives you, like, 10 boxes at a time, and I opened, like, a few of them, then I'm just, like, I'm like, I don't really need these. I just, like, completely forgot about it. Just, like, kept playing the game, so, so, shut up, you pussies, pretty much. Yeah, though, you hear people complain about that, then you hear people complain that, oh, the game's just, like, repetitive. Are you just doing the same shit over and over again? That's, like, valid, I guess. It is fucking pretty repetitive, but just because it really the only thing that fucking matters in the game is the bosses or the fucking the war chiefs or whatever. And, yeah, everything else you're doing, like the side missions, the fucking, you know, the skills you're unlocking is pretty much you're just trying to get skills to help you fucking fight the bosses, you know, the war chiefs or whatever. You know, you're doing, like, flashbacks and shit. It's like these, you know, challenge missions to get, like, extra skill points. And it's fucking, oh, I'm pretty much just doing that, you know, to unlock different skills to help me fight these fucking bosses, you know. But I mean, that shit's fucking fun. It's fun as fuck fucking fighting them. So, well, once again, fucking shut up, you pussies, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I kind of, like, lost track of the story, like, after a while, like, fucking, like, yeah, something about Sella Brimbor, whatever the fuck you say that guy's name, the fucking ghost guy there, the guy who made the rings in the titular Lord of the Rings. It's, like, fucking, like, your companion guy, like, the entire time. Just like, yeah, he's forging, like, a perfect ring of power, the one ring. You might say that you've heard so much about, heard people talking about that one ring. Yeah, it's a fucking like it's a prequel to the fucking the movies, the books. You know, I guess obviously the fucking movies. Like, ah, they're books, yeah, but fucking I fucking remember the movies better. Yeah, so something about that, and then like I don't know, some fucking sexy spider lady was pissed off at somebody for some reason, and. You're doing all these fucking disconnected missions, you know, flashbacks, you're playing fucking, you know, Celebrimbor and fucking, like, you know, they're telling you a story through that, and you're fucking, whatever, doing, like, the spider lady fucking She-Lobs flashbacks and all that shit, and, you know, you get to the end of the fucking main missions, and I think you get fucking betrayed by them, and you fucking die or some shit, or whatever, and you come back to life, again, I guess, for, like, a second time as a wraith, you know, and you fight, you fight fucking, then it's like, you know, it's just kind of, like, splits off, and I'm like, I'm not even sure what's a fucking flashback anymore at this point, and it's fucking, like, you know, then you're fighting his, Celebrimbor, like, not as a fucking, like, wraith, I guess, just fucking, just him, you're fighting fucking Sauron, and fucking, like, that happens, and just, like, all right, that's a pretty cool ending, fighting fucking Sauron. But then, like, you keep playing afterwards, and the fourth act there, the final act is the Shadow Wars, they call it. Because, I mean, yeah, just after, you know, after that fucking, it's like, all right, I fought fucking, like, Sauron. It should be, like, the end of the game, you think, but, why wouldn't it be, you know? But, yeah, and instead, it's just, like, all the strongholds, the castles there that you spent the entire game, like, invading and taking control of and all that shit. They start getting attacked, and you have to defend them, so it's pretty much, after you take one over, you assign war chiefs to, like, spots, you know, like one at the top, and then, you'll have, like, his two guys below him that'll fucking, like, look over it or whatever. But then, so your shit starts getting attacked. Those castles that you took over start getting attacked. So you start the mission and fucking, like, spend currency. You know, you put, like, the war chiefs, like six of them you can unlock depending on your level, and you fucking put them, they'll defend, like, the spots for you, the fucking, like, domination spots that the guys are trying to fucking, like, get. Then you can spend currency on, defenses, you know, so fucking, like, all right, I'm gonna have stronger walls and fucking, squads of archers to, you know, fucking be up on the walls and shit, just, mines, fucking flame mines and fucking poison mines and shit you fucking put all around there, fucking, just, you know, pretty much slow people down and fucking, like, you know, hopefully fucking murder him and shit. And then it's fucking pretty much the opposite of when you invaded, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like they're trying to do that. So you get like a big enemy army trying to take it over. Again, doing the same shit. There's fucking the domination points they're trying to get to. And, just like opposing, like, hostile fucking war chiefs using the same shit that you did when you're on, like, the offensive, you know what I mean? So they get, like, fucking, you know, the giant fucking, like, catapults and that shit. So you want to have, like, high level guys defending for you. Because, I mean, again, you're playing too. It's just, you know, you're fucking trying to run as fast as you can to fucking, like, place to place where they're trying to fucking, like, capture shit or whatever. But, yeah, you can't be, like, whatever, three places at once. So you want, like, fucking, like, all right, you want guys there that they can at least, like, not die, like, immediately. So you want fucking, you know, your own fucking high-level fucking war chiefs defending the castle for you. So, yeah, the way you do that is you dominate them or whatever. Like, fucking just any of them that you're fighting, you can fucking dominate. And they start fighting for you. But once you have, like, you know, a good-sized fucking army of them, it's fucking like, all right, I want to get these guys fucking stronger, you know? You can put them in, like, arena fights. Like, fucking, they fight each other, you know, they'll fight against, like, you know, you can have, like, two friendly guys to you, like, fighting it out. Or they fight, like, fucking, you know, there's different, like, levels of challenge you can fucking put them through, or they'll, like, fucking, fight, like, other, like, hostile guys, you know what I mean? If they win, they gain levels, and if they lose, they die, you know what I mean? So it's like, at first I didn't like that idea, because it's just like, you know, a lot of the time it's a fucking pain in the ass trying to fucking dominate them in the first place, you know, when you fucking, like, go up against them in the fucking wild, you know, when you fucking, like, first find the war chiefs or whatever, for however you do it, either through, like, different missions or, like, they just, like, attack you, and it's a bitch to try to fucking, like, get them, you know, to dominate them and not fucking, like, kill them, you know. You get in these situations where you're surrounded by fucking assholes attacking you, and you're trying to wear down the fucking chief, and just, you can only get a couple hits in, then you get, like, a fucking arrow in the back, because fucking somebody's there, like, you know, they have their buddies there with fucking, like, bows and arrows and, like, spears and shit, and they're fucking throwing shit at you from, like, a distance, and, you know, all these fucking, you know, clusterfuck all around them, and they can be a fucking pain in the ass, too. they get enraged, like certain things you hit them with, they'll fucking, depending on like their traits, like it like enrages them, they'll just like keep like attacking. It's like, yeah, they can't fucking even get in there and like get a hit in, you know? It's a fucking, it can be hard, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, all right, just trying to get like a couple of those fucking, the war chiefs there. Yeah, so, you know, fucking whatever. You finally get him, you fucking finally dominate him, and this fucking, yeah, some of them too, especially like later on, like the higher level guys, they have like this trait called, Iron Will. It'll just say, like, you know, you go to fucking like dominate them, you fucking put your hand on their head, and fucking, it's just like, oh, I'm not coming with you, you can't fucking do that on me, that trick won't work on me, or some shit, and it's fucking like, oh, Iron Will, like fucking like, oh, you can't be dominated. So you can like shame them, which is, you know, if you do that, it has a chance of like removing that trait, but, it also fucking drops his level down like quite a bit. So it's like, how do you even want him at that point? You know what I mean? It's like fucking, you're level 50 and you're fucking like trying to like, dominate like a level 50 fucking war chief. And it's like, oh, you know, he has that Iron Will shit. He can't fucking, you can't recruit him. So it's like, all right, well, we'll fucking shame him. Then it's like, oh, now he's like level like 35 or some shit. And it's like, ah, it's kind of useless now. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, you can just fucking like kill him and it's like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Just fucking slaughter him and just fucking go after the guy that replaces him. You know what I mean? Just fucking hope that he can get his shit. So, yeah, it just sucks when that happens. I was fucking like, man, I just kind of like wasted my time fighting them and, you know, fighting this guy he can't fucking recruit or, yeah, that happens. Or things just get like really fucking like hectic and a fucking dragon or some shit or a troll or like one of your followers or, you know, or you yourself does that. You're trying to like wear him down and you're fucking just like, oh, no, I fucking hit one too many times. You end up killing the guy. And again, it's like, yeah, you get fucking like loot for that and you get XP, but, you know, you get fucking, like, rewards for killing him, obviously. It was just fucking like, man, no, I need, you know, you need fucking guys on your side, pretty much, for the last act, and just in general, too. Just fucking good to have, you know, friendly army, rather than fucking, like, oh, I killed a guy, and just fucking, like, I'm just gonna get replaced, you know what I mean? So you're trying to do that, but, so yeah, I mean, you know, you finally get this fucking like orc army, and it took, you know, that took hours to build up, and so, you know, you're in like, all right, I gotta get this guy get his level up now to fucking like help like defend the castles, because fucking it comes in like waves, and each wave in like the Shadow Wars thing is fucking just, you know, there's 10 of them, I think, and yeah, each time like the, you know, the attackers are fucking like even like higher level, and it's more difficult, you know, so it's fucking like, all right, these guys here that fucking work the first time, you know what I mean, and fucking like, all right, I gotta fucking build their level up, or they're just gonna get fucking murdered in like 2 seconds. So yeah, I mean, you send them in that fucking arena. You can do other shit too. I mean, there's like side missions, like little side missions for each guy, like a little fucking like, oh, this guy's going to fucking like hunt a troll or whatever, and you go up to like there and you fucking like, the dude will be fucking like hunting a troll and you can like help him like kill it and shit, and if you do that, if he survives, he does like his mission, then like he'll level up a little bit. But yeah, but like probably the quickest way to do it is just fucking like, all right, I'll send him in this fucking arena and have him fight each other, or again, have him fight like the hostile fucking orcs. So yeah, I mean, it's just fucking, you know, it's just like a 2 minute fight that's going on. You have like no control over it. It's just, you're just sitting there like watching these, you know, two fucking war chiefs fight. You try to match up, you know, who's fighting who. So like the, you know, the one you want to win has an advantage at least. So it's fucking like, you know, just before the fight, you can check like, all right, who's this guy? You know, what are their like immunities? What are their fucking like weaknesses? So it's fucking like, all right, this guy that he's fighting is like as a weakness to fire. So it's like, all right, I'm going to fucking find one of my war chiefs with the fucking, you know, that's on fire. You know what I mean? Or has like a flame weapon or some shit. Some of like actual like fucking like flamethrowers, which is like ridiculous. Like fucking, that's kind of weird. Just fucking, it's like, dude, just fucking flamethrowers on their backs. So it's like, oh yeah, whatever. Send him in. Yeah, so you fucking, like, have them fight. You set up who you want to fight, and then you fucking, like, let it go. You just sit there and watch. Like, you can't, it's just like a, almost like a cinematic. I mean, you can fucking, like, control the camera and shit, like, you know, different angles, but, again, at first, I'm like, guys, kind of gay. It's just fucking, like, whatever. I'm just sitting here watching these fucking guys fight, but, it's honestly fucking, it's really fucking entertaining, you know. It's like watching, like, a fucking, like, pro wrestling match or something, you know, WWE or whatever. You know, they're fucking like lifting each other up over the fucking heads and like body slamming each other and fucking shooting fucking poison arrows into each other's backs and like stabbing each other and fucking, you know, ripping each other's arms and heads off and shit. You know, at the end when one of them wins, it's fucking like it's ridiculous. You know, it's fucking like real close fights. Like, oh come on, dude, I can't fucking lose this guy. And then like fucking like he just grabs some, you know, just real quick, fucking grabs someone's arms. It goes into fucking slow motion. Fucking like, you know, grabs him by the hand and fucking kicks his back and his arms come off and shit. It's just like, oh no, fuck you, you know what I mean? Again, just like pro wrestling. So yeah, you know, I was getting into it at some point, you know what I mean? Come on, fucking shoot him for fuck's sake. You have a fucking crossbow, what are you doing, dude? Don't fucking run in there, don't just stand there, like, you know what I mean? yeah, that shit gets intense. Well, you know, fucking, if they lose, it's fucking like, God, if it sucks that you know, you lost that guy. But then, like, the guy that won, if it was like a hostile one, you were setting them up to fucking like go fight. Like, he'll stay in the arena afterwards. Then fucking, like, you know, it's kind of a, you can run up into the arena afterwards. It's just fucking like, all right, there's that guy that fucking just killed my guy, and he's fucking like almost dead. So I'm gonna fucking go dominate fucking him. You know. Fight him for a little bit and fucking dominate him and fucking like, oh, you're the replacement now, I guess. So it's usually not like a fucking like total loss doing that. So again, it's entertaining. So so yeah, again, the whole reason you do with that is fucking you're building up your army for this fucking that last act of the game, the Shadow Wars, which yeah, I mean they do, again, it comes in waves. Fucking each wave is like higher and higher level fucking orcs that are invading your strongholds. Yeah, it's pretty cool for, like, you know, the first, like, few of them that you do is fucking, like, I don't know, this is neat, you know. I'm fucking, again, just, I'm sitting here defending, I'm, you know, same shit, you're just, you know, buying upgrades and shit for your castle. It's like, stronger walls and all that shit. I think I already said that. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's cool, like, for the first few times, it just keeps, like, going and fucking, like, going. There's like 10 waves to it, 10, they call it like 10 stages. Like, all right, stage one, and it shows you like which castles are going to get attacked. And then like fucking like, you know, each wave will be like 3 or 4, like, you know, it starts off like 1 or 2 or whatever, then it keeps going. And then like eventually it's like, you know, wave like 8 is like 3, and then 9 is like 4, and 10 is 4 or whatever. So yeah, it's just, I don't know how many there are exactly, but this is fucking a lot of them. A lot of fucking stages you have to fucking play, you know, a lot of fucking defenses you have to do. That's really, really like the one fucking like major complaint that I have with the game. It's fucking, it's like, hey, that's fun and all, like those fucking, the defenses are fun and all that shit, but it drags on like probably like twice as long, like as it fucking as it needs to, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, if I did this like 5 times, it probably would have been enough, you know. Five fucking stages would have been sufficient rather than these fucking like 10, you know. Yeah, I mean, you're just doing the same thing over and over, pretty much. I mean, it's fucking, it's like, all right, I'm just gonna summon a dragon at the beginning, fucking, you know, shadow mount him. He's fucking like point your fucking bow at him and fucking hit B, and you jump to him, and you're fucking, you know, flying him around and shit. It's like, all right, I'm just gonna use him. I'm just gonna fly to the fucking front lines here and just fucking, you know, try to burn the shit out of fucking as many like attackers as I can. Like, you know, fucking burn the catapults, burn all the fucking archers and shit running up, and just find like the first like war chief that you have to fucking fight, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I'm gonna burn him. It's fucking like, it's either gonna go well if he's, you know, or poorly. Depending on, you know, if he's fucking like weak to fire and he starts just immediately like runs away or something, it's like, ah, oh, it's great. Or he's fucking, or enrages him, you know what I mean? Or he's fucking like, you know, or, you know, nothing happens or whatever, but it's fucking like, yeah, it's fine. Opening move. At least he can fucking take a bunch of these guys out usually. yeah, then I, excuse me, yeah, jump off the fuck, you know, it's like, all right, I did that shit, jump off the fucking dragon. Summon my fucking bodyguard, and then yeah, and then after that, just fucking, I'm just gonna run around, fucking, he's pretty much just go war chief to war chief, wear each of them down, and then fucking, you know, dominate him when you can, and then it's like, all right, well, I dominated this guy, fucking have him fucking fight for me, and just, you know what I mean, just fucking like, all right, it just gets easier as it goes on, type of deal. Yeah, it's just fucking, yeah, at that point, again, later on, too, it's fucking like, oh, you know, I had all my skills and shit, so it's fucking like, once they're, weak enough, it's fucking like, you can just, this skill you get, it's fucking like, you can dominate, again, you just fucking like, point your bow at somebody and hit B, and you can dominate, you know, if they're weak enough, you dominate them, but it's fucking also just like, you can do it to like the little guys too, like just fucking like regular soldiers who just fucking like, you don't have to fucking like even like weaken them down first. You can just fucking like point your bow at them and fucking just go, and you'll dominate them too. And it's fucking like, that's how like you heal and shit. So it's fucking like, all right, just again, it's just like a, it gets repetitive again. It is repetitive, but it's fucking like, ah, it's fun for the most part. But it's like, once you're like at that point where you're so like overpowered and shit, it's fucking like, I'm just like doing this shit over and over. I don't think I lost like one of those fucking, one of the defenses at all. Yeah, so you pretty much just keep doing that until all the fucking war chiefs are dead. Do you fucking win? Again, it's fun for like a few of them, but it's fun, yeah, it's just like, dude, like 50 fucking, like, I think there are like literally 50 of them, like fucking defenses later that fucking, no, they can last a good like fucking like 20 minutes each usually. It's just kind of like, let's just like, why am I doing this? You know, so I can like, yeah, will this ever end? You know what I mean? It's fucking, I mean, it does end eventually. It doesn't fucking just go on forever or anything, but it's all for, yeah. So yeah, I mean, the whole reason you're doing that again is fucking, it's just like act four, but all you get at the end of it is it's just like an extra cutscene and just fucking, you know, credits and shit. But, and I mean, the cutscene they show you like ties the fucking game to the movies and shit, or again, or books if you're a fucking nerd. And yeah, I mean, that's fucking that's cool and all. It's like I really don't know why they just didn't make the fucking, that, you know, that fight with Sauron like the end again. It's like, oh, that's the end fucking credits, like whatever. I mean, you don't even have to fucking again, you can still like. Again, going for, like, the fucking, like, that completion page there. Like, all these, you know, the Shadow Wars thing, like, that's, like, included in, like, shit you have to do to get, like, 100% of the game. Like, you can make, I think they did have, like, some patch or something that made it so, like, that you can just do that, like, forever. You know what I mean? Because you don't do it enough in the fucking, how it was before. But, I don't know why this didn't make, like, fucking, like, alright, the Sauron fight's, like, the end. Like, that's it. Like, 100%. And then, fucking, like, after that, you can do, like, you know, just defend those castles like once, you know what I mean? Like, that's part of like the 100% thing, and then which would, you know, get you the fucking like cutscene and shit, and then fucking like, you know, everything else is fucking, you know, whatever. Like, there's fucking like, it should have just been like end game after like the Sauron fight, like that would have, should have been like credits and like fucking like, oh, I'll put you back in the world, you can just do all the shit that you miss, and like that could have been like part of it, you know. And like the Act Four thing again, he's gonna be like, all right, just defend the castles once, and like that's it, you know what I mean, or whatever. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, I mean, but, yeah, but whatever. I mean, fucking, you know, again, I'm just like, well, you do that, and then you get like a cutscene at the end. It's fucking like, oh, I just fucking watch the cutscene on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, who cares? It is a good fucking cutscene though. I will give it that. But yeah, I mean, overall though, I love the fucking game. You know, the good old fucking Batman combat, fucking bunch of boss fights, is fucking gory as shit. It's fucking funny. What more do you need? I mean, Yeah, it's, you know, it's like the first one, just fucking, just no pretense of like any like bullshit there. It's just fucking like, all right, just again, it starts out on like a fucking like 8, you know what I mean? It's fucking, this game's like an 8, you know, and like intensity levels. I'm just fucking, again, you just start out like popping heads and fucking doing crazy shit. Then like it's just fucking, it just fucking like ramps up and it's fucking like, dude, this is fucking like ridiculous. The shit that I'm doing is, it gets fucking like nuts. You know, just fucking nonstop fucking badass shit going on there. Yeah, you know, it's my kind of games, you know, kind of mindless, kind of stupid, but, bloody, gory, fucking metal as fuck. It's, pretty good shit. I fucking liked it. I actually wrote a review for that too. See, I've been busy here. But yeah, I gotta fucking go blow some fucking snot out of my nose. It's fucking disgusting. Snot free for the moment. We'll see what happens. Probably, I don't, no promises here. So, you know what else is surprisingly good besides snot is, yeah, I can't believe, yeah, I'm saying that probably unpopular opinion here. I mean, fucking, I'll fucking preface it with that. Gay sex. No, Call of Duty World War II. I know, everybody loves the fucking shit on fucking Call of Duty every year. It's a fucking annual tradition to fucking bash fucking Call of Duty. Fucking everywhere you look, I mean, it's like still the most fucking like popular game in the world for the most part, besides maybe like Grand Theft Auto or whatever, but if you fucking read online, according to them, fucking everybody hates it, but, And I haven't been a fucking big fan of him since fucking, I always say fucking Modern Warfare 2 was probably the last like one. I was like fucking like, oh man, this game's fucking great, and it's kind of like fell off of it after that, but, yeah, this one's actually fucking good. I mean, I don't know, like, what else is fucking, I don't know, it's a shock, because by good, I mean, I think I might love the fucking game. I mean, yeah, it's a little early on, you know, just to really fucking, like, say that, I guess, and you know, again, in a couple weeks, I might fucking swing it around and start fucking flipping my shit because fucking, you know, because of those fucking like quick scoping fucking 180 degree fucking headshot, no scope kids, whatever. Yeah, it is fucking still a Call of Duty after all, but yeah, I played through the campaign on Hardened. The campaign was really fucking good. You know, I played like a dozen or so hours of the fucking multiplayer, and just like, dude, it was fucking, I'm digging that. And just, I tried doing the fucking the zombies mode. I just have no fucking clue what the fuck that's about. I have no idea what's going on there, but I was fucking did like one game. It went on for like an hour and just fucking, I get like disconnected. It was like, all right, well, that's enough of that. Like, I don't know what that was, but, two of the three fucking modes anyway. Fucking was like, dude, I fucking love this shit. It's fucking really good. Yeah, the campaign's fucking short and sweet, you know, it's like, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours, something like that. Again, there's nothing fucking people bitch about that shit, too, quite a bit. I'm just fucking like, oh, why am I gonna spend fucking $60 on a fucking game? I was gonna beat it like 6 or 7 hours, dude, like, I mean, if you're really just gonna play the fucking campaign of the game, I mean, maybe that's like fair enough, I guess. I mean, there's fucking, again, if you're one of those people who fucking buys like one game and just 100%, you know what I mean? Like, has to like get every little thing. Like, there's fucking like, I bet it's fucking like pretty fucking hard on like the hardest difficulty there is like veteran or some shit. It's probably like ridiculous. And there's a bunch of like little things you can, little collectibles and that type of thing. But, I mean, the thing I like most about the game is it's just like, dude, it's just like fucking like old school fucking shooter, like all the way. I mean, it's just like, dude, yeah, it's like 6 hours long, but it's just like fucking like no filler to it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah, you watch a little fucking like minute, maybe like 2 minute long cutscene. It's pretty much like the cutscenes play like, oh, it's, they're just playing because the game's, you know, the fucking level's like loading, you know what I mean? Then this fucking, you know, then off you go, you know what I mean? Fucking bullets are fucking flying, bombs are fucking dropping, they're, you know, just pushing you forward. You're just fucking like trying to like move forward and fucking like survive and shit. And just, yeah, I mean, as the title might imply, I mean, the game takes place in World War II, and yeah, they're not trying to be fucking clever about it. This is not like, oh, it's World War II, but we fucking, you know, we're gonna follow some like obscure fucking, you know, real life squad that fucking fought in like whatever Africa somewhere, you know, during the first week of the war. They get lost somewhere, and they ended up going down like the Congo and fucking like, oh, here's their story, you know, it's a World War II game, you know what I mean? So going on, the developers found like two letters once, you know what I mean, in some fucking museum somewhere that, you know, their curator friend fucking had in the back room, and I was like, oh, well, we're gonna make a game about this now, you know, we're just so fascinated by it and trying to fucking, try to earn fucking hipster bonus points or some shit for like the most obscure fucking thing that happened in like 1940, you know, 1941 or whatever fucking that World War II happened, 42 43. But yeah, it's none of that shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, you know, the first mission's fucking D-Day, you know what I mean? Fucking, you're fucking storming the beaches of fucking Normandy, you're on the fucking armored boats, the fucking, you know, the front of them, whatever, opens up, and fucking, you know, you're watching your fucking squad you're with, you get all shot the fuck up, you're jumping over the side into the water, and people are drowning, getting hit by fucking bullets and shit, and fucking, like, bleeding, and fucking, it's like, you get on the beach, and you're all shell-shocked, the fucking soldiers are on fucking fire, and, you know, they get their fucking, like, legs blown off, and that type of thing. It's fucking Saving Private Ryan, you know, again, like all over again, just, same scene that, you know, 100 fucking other World War II fucking games, they've recreated, like, you know, pretty much, like, right after fucking Saving Private Ryan, like, that was the thing to do. Again, there's fucking, like, a million fucking World War II games out there, all just, we're gonna have a D-Day level, and fucking just try to make it as much, like, fucking Saving Private Ryan as possible, you know? But it's, it's been so long since it's been done at this point, you know, the game like looks so fucking good now, you know, it's like it is fucking the same scene again, it's the same fucking battle or whatever, but it feels fresh just because it's been so fucking long. And just yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the main strength of the game. It's just all around, you know, it's just pretty much just like no bullshit. We're just gonna fucking just go back to these fucking like basics, you know, that haven't been fucking done in a while. And we're just gonna do that, you know, and then like tie in like, you know, modern conveniences and fucking like modern graphics and fucking, you know what I mean, make it fucking smoother and fucking, you know, better level design. And it's just like, I mean, so yeah, I mean, you get the same fucking levels. You used to see him fucking everywhere. I mean, it's fucking, or Call of Duty's fucking known for, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, oh, there's the one tank level, there's the one fucking, one level you're in a fucking fighter plane shooting down, like, whatever, like, you know, 20 fucking access planes, you know, fighter planes or whatever. As a guy, battle the bulge where you're in fucking you're in a foxhole and in the fucking snow and shit, and mortars are coming in and fucking trees are shattering, and you know, you're holding off like the waves of like hundreds of fucking Nazis and shit. And yeah, the squad you're in too is just fucking, it's like, guys, this is pretty much guys from like every other fucking war movie, you know. You're just fucking like, oh, there's the fucking the hard-ass fucking sergeant who's making, like, questionable decisions, you know. There's fucking, like, oh, there's the Italian guy from the fucking Bronx, there's the fucking the Jew, and you know, you're playing the, you know, blonde-haired fucking blue-eyed guy from fucking Texas and shit, and yeah, I mean, it's just like, dude, holy shit, you're just, like, a normal fucking American soldier, and, you know, they're showing flashbacks from your childhood where, no, it's just like you hunting with your father and shit, and he basically tells you like, hey, you know, don't be a pussy. Try not being a fucking pussy. You know, you're like, don't threaten to fucking hesitate to kill things that fucking like threaten you or the people that you care about. You know, it's pretty much like the anti-Wolfenstein too. You know, it's fucking amazing. Yeah, and again, it's just such a shock in this fucking day and age to see, like, fucking, again, it's back to, like, the classic, just fucking, like, red-blooded, fucking straight white fucking American men, like, not being fucking demonized. And, at this point, it's like, dude, that's the shit that comes off as, like, subversive and, like, controversial and kind of fucking, like, badass. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, dude, this dude's just fucking a guy with a fucking, again, hunting background and shit from fucking, like, Texas and, I don't know, again, anti-Wolfenstein, you know, just, yeah, there's even one stage where you save a little Nazi German girl from the battlefield, you know, you gotta take her and, like, fucking, like, are you hiding in closets and shit, and just, like, you know, she's just, like, right up in your face as you're carrying her, and just, yeah, I mean, that alone, I mean, showing fucking, like, German civilians, I mean, like, the German civilians are fucking, like, caught in the crossfire, and again, it's fucking, like, you're trying to fucking, like, help them out, and, you know, just showing that, you know, maybe they weren't all fucking, like, oh, hey, maybe these aren't fucking, like, monsters, you know what I mean, like, maybe, like, fucking, like, yeah, they're fucking our enemy and shit, but it's just like, dude, you know what I mean, they're still fucking, like, people, and they're still fucking German civilians and all that shit, just, yeah, it almost seems like a deliberate, like, fuck you to those fucking, like, retards, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, I don't, well, why don't they have a fucking level that shows the Reap of Berlin, you know what I mean? Where, you know, all the Soviet soldiers, you know, were ordered to drag out every fucking German woman and fucking rape them in the streets. I mean, it serves them right, fucking not, you know, they should have fucking taken that little girl and raped her. I mean, fucking, that's what should happen. I mean, it's nothing, Nazis aren't people, you gotta punch them, you know? Her and her mother, she should have been raped. Like, it's like, dude, yeah. It's fucking like you helping them. It's just fucking like, that's like the fucking, like, subversive. Like, that's like the fucking more controversial thing to do, I think, at this point. So, yeah. I mean, it's just like a classic, like, heroic fucking, like, war story, you know? It's fucking, a couple surprises there, you know, for some reason. I'm always fucking, like, shocked, like, you know, I'll play a fucking, like, Call of Duty game, it does something, like, fucking, like, mature or, like, offbeat, like, the last one there, fucking, like, Infinite Warfare, and fucking, like, this showed like one of the dudes getting like his head stomped in, and like it was like wow, I didn't fucking expect that. Fucking there's like brains and shit all over the fucking ground. Just yeah, there's some gory fucking shit going on. I mean, some fucking pretty dark stuff too. I mean the last level of the game, you're in a concentration camp, and it's always like a fucking like shootout there or anything like that. It's just fucking walking around, looking at all like the emaciated fucking bodies and mass graves, and you're looking for a captured squad mate who's almost been worked and like starved and shit to death, and just again, it's like nothing new, but just like seeing all that shit. That was again, it wouldn't be like that. This is like fucking like 15, 20 years ago. It wouldn't be like that shock, and it would have been like whatever, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean that's fucking what happened in World War II. Is fucking like nope, just like showing the shit so I can like, you know, after like a decade of like. Retardation, you know, like mainstream fucking retardation and fucking calling everybody fucking Nazis and shit. It's just like refreshing to like get back to like classic, you know, classic for a reason. Just like, you know what I mean? Like stories and like gameplays. It's like, wow, you know, it's fucking, haven't seen something like this in a while. Yeah. And it fucking looks great too. Fucking, you know, it's just, yeah, Call of Duty's. Yeah, I think it's had like this arc in terms of graphics, you know what I mean? Where I think it used to be like absolutely fucking like top notch. Like, that was the best looking game you could fucking find anywhere with Modern Warfare. I don't think anything looked close to fucking that good at that point, you know, when fucking Modern Warfare came out. I remember like looking at like just still pictures of like magazines being like, dude, no, there's no way this fucking shit looks that good. Like, this is like that clear and like crisp and shit. And just, yeah, then you fucking play it, and it's like, nope, somehow, fucking, yep, it does look that, and it fucking plays like, you know, solid fucking whatever, you know, 60 frames a second. That was always the big thing for Call of Duty, is fucking, it looks good, and it's fucking, like, smooth as shit, just, so yeah, I mean, I think, like, the, you know, Modern Warfare 1 is fucking pretty much, like, the peak, and then, like, yeah, you know, it kind of, like, slowed down, I think, where every game after that just kind of looked like a slightly improved version of that. For Modern Warfare, than like other games that weren't Call of Duty, kind of looked caught up, and then like you know, a lot of games ended up looking like noticeably better than fucking Call of Duty, and just but now playing this one, playing fucking World War II, it's just like, dude, this game is fucking gorgeous. It's fucking like, this is one of the best games I've ever seen. Like, it looks like that good, you know. I mean, part of it is probably because I'm playing on a new monitor. If we can pause and talk about that for a minute, which is boring, I know. It's not like you're fucking listening to my fucking monitor, so who cares? But yeah, I took the plunge here. I upgraded to 4K resolution here, away from my 1080, 21x9 fucking ultra wide, 100 hertz. So again, I had a fucking 1080p fucking 16x9 60 hertz fucking TV that I was using that for a few years, and yeah, I mean, it's a big fucking difference. I mean, I do have the fucking PC with the fucking graphics card in it that can do fucking like 4K for, you know, most games. So it's like, why not? You know what I mean? You know, I have a fucking GTX 1080, and yeah, it's handled fucking everything on fucking ultra that I've thrown at it. You know, it's fucking, I've never had a problem with fucking like, oh, I gotta turn shit down. It's like, nope, it's always just fucking everything I put in. It's always on fucking ultra, like by default. And I know it's unbelievable to me that these fucking people that are out there, they're like fucking like, you know, it's fucking like, yeah, I was talking around like fucking like, hey, check out this monitor. Like, what do you think? To just to, you know, fucking random people in different places and shit. Just you know, like fucking like, oh, I hope you get the graphics card to fucking take care of that. I'm like, I have a fucking 1080. I think it'll be good. And then fucking like, oh, it's not as good as the 1080 Ti card. That's you know what I mean? You know, it's fucking, you know that's a more powerful card, right? It's like, hey, yeah, you know, you're right. There is fucking, like, one, you know, this one fucking newer model of card out right now that's, like, you know, it's, like, 30% more powerful or some shit. And, And apparently, but it's like, yeah, that's cool. But apparently, fucking no fucking games are taking advantage of that 30% of, you know, 30% fucking power, because, you know, it's like the most fucking graphically intensive ones I'm playing right now: Call of Duty, Forza, Shadow of War, Destiny 2, just playing Assassin's Creed and shit, the new one. And it's like, dude, those are all fucking maxed out, you know, at 4K, like 21:9, and it's fucking no problem at all. So, I guess, but there's going to be a new card next year, guys. It's even more powerful than the fucking the card you're talking about right now. So, I don't know, it's going to be, you know, guaranteed better next year. You know, it's like, that's what happens. A new card comes out every year. Until those fucking games that actually, like, fucking, like, push that shit, it's like, there's no point. It's kind of a waste. So, shut up, pretty much. Sometime in the next year, there might be like one game might come up. They have to play on like high settings instead of ultra. Like, I might as well be playing fucking Pong then at that point, you know. It drives me nuts that people do that shit. But yeah, anyway, if you care, it's the monitor is a fucking AOC Aegon 35-inch G-Sync monitor. And yeah, I mean, I did a whole lot of research before I purchased it. Let me tell you, meaning that I saw an article on IGN. It was just fucking pretty much like, hey, these are the best fucking monitors you can buy for gaming. And I fucking saw one that looked good and fucking clicked on like the Amazon link, fucking read a few user reviews, and I bought that. So grueling research, you know what I mean? I'm just like, yeah, it's like under a grand. Totally, even after like tax and shit. So it's fucking like, you know, I'm due. Like, I gotta upgrade this shit again and fucking have like the, you know, not the best, but, you know, it's fucking like I have like all this, like, you know, top notch fucking computer, you know, PC shit to play games on. I'm fucking playing on like a fucking 5-year-old shitty, like, cheap ass TV. So my review for the monitor is, it's pretty fucking sweet. I mean, fucking, you know, 4K, so it's obviously fucking, like, clearer, and it's actually, like, the ultra-wide aspect ratio is, that's fucking more amazing, I think, than the 4K. It does take some fucking getting used to. I mean, if you watch it, that's fucking, you know, doesn't support it, it's fucking like, oh, it's only 16:9 or whatever. There's, like, you know, used to, you know, on TVs, used to have, like, fucking, whatever, just like normal 4x3, like the square TVs or squarer, you know what I mean? The 4x3, like the old school TVs, you'd buy like whatever, like widescreen movies and shit. And they'd always have like the black bars on the top and the bottom. And a lot of them still do, even like, you know, most people have like the 16:9 TVs, they have the black bars on the top and the bottom. Well, now it's fucking, you know, 21:9, so it's fucking, like, you know, super wide, and you watch and something that's like, oh, it's meant to be like 16:9 or whatever, and fucking like, oh, no, and then you're gonna have like black bars on the sides, you know what I mean? So instead of like top and bottom, it's fucking left and right sides, like 30% of the screen cut off, you know? Yeah, as far as, I haven't had fucking too much trouble with games yet. I mean, most of them, the newer shit I played has all fucking supported it, so. I was playing Forza, and, like, the menus are always weird. Like, the menus are in 16:9, and as soon as you get into a race, it fucking, like, goes to, like, you know, the real aspect ratio, which is kind of weird. But, and then the other thing is the G-Sync, G-Spot, how that works with my patented, as I understand it, caveat. You know what fucking screen tearing is? Which is, you know, you see, like, you know, you'll be playing a game, whatever, you see, like, these, like, horizontal lines and shit looking all fucked up. And they'd be, like, you know, out of sync and shit, like, oh, the screen's, like, almost, like, split in, like, several places where it's fucking, it's like, ah, it's just like, a, you know, moving on different, like, lines and shit. And yeah, that happens because, like, I don't know, I guess, you know, the game, like, can't keep up with, like, the display, like, it's fucking making it look like shit, you know. It's fucking just like, it's just like ripping the fucking picture, because it's fucking just like, it's just not, they're not like in sync, you know what I mean? That's why you turn on V-Sync, which is vertical sync, and you turn that on in game so it fucking matches up with your TV, and it fixes that, but that also takes up like a lot of processing power to do that, so. Yeah, that can affect, like, how the game runs, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, it's gonna, you know, you might have to fucking, again, turn shit down, because your computer's using up all this fucking processing power to fucking like match up with your TV, you know what I mean? Again, fucking asterisk, as I understand it, might be completely wrong. So yeah, I mean, you get this G-Sync built into the monitor, which, again, this is coming from a fucking technological fucking retard like me. So it's like the monitor itself is like fucking like shit built into it, so that does like all that work, you know what I mean? So it's fucking just like that, the monitor itself is like, all right, instead of the game doing it like that way, it's like the monitor doing it to the game, you know what I mean? So you can just turn the fucking V-Sync off in the game completely. And it works as far as, you know, as far as I can tell. Again, fucking no complaints about how my fucking games look. Again, because Call of Duty, everything else I played just fucking like melts my fucking eyes. It looks so good, you know? So yeah, I mean, the one thing I will bitch about is the size of it. Cause I think the TV I had before was a 37 inch, I think, or maybe like 40, 42 at the most, like something like that. Like, it wasn't like huge, but it was like, yeah, it's decent size. And I was sitting maybe like 3 feet from the fucking thing anyway. So it's fucking like, ah, this is honestly like bigger than I really need it to be. So I'm like, all right, well, looking at the monitors and fucking like, it's the biggest size they have, you know, the biggest size they sell the fucking monitor in. And that's, it should be fine, right? Like fucking 35, I think I said. Yeah, so it's like 35. So I'm like, yeah, it's going to be like a few inches smaller, but it should be okay. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I think I knew that, like, I knew this, but I wasn't, like, thinking about it, like, the way it should have been. It's fucking like, oh, you know, there's like, oh, the way they measure TV screen size is, like, they do it, like, diagonally, like, corner to corner, right? So it's like fucking like 37, it's not like 37 inches across or like top to bottom, it's like corner to corner, you know? So, you know, it's like 30, if it was 37 inches and it was like a 16:9 screen, I mean, that's fucking very different from fucking 37 inches on a fucking 21:9 screen, because it's, you know, it's fucking so much wider, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, I get it and shit. I'm like, all right, it's still a pretty decent size. Like, you know, if I can set it up where my TV was before, and it's like, nah, that's not gonna fucking work. This is way fucking like smaller. You know what I mean? So yeah, I had to fucking drag everything forward and fucking like get it all fucking up on top of me and shit. So it's almost like an actual fucking computer monitor at this point. It is a computer monitor. You know, it's not like a fucking TV, which is fine. You know what I mean? But just the way it fucking this is the way I had shit set up, you know what I mean? I just pull like the entire fucking entertainment center like forward like fucking 4 feet, and behind the entertainment center was where I had all my cords and shit like fucking like hidden, you know what I mean? So now it's just fucking just like, man, it's just now it looks like some kind of fucking cyberpunk fucking dystopian fucking nightmare on the floor behind all my shit. So I mean, I don't really fucking care, you know what I mean? It's just fucking whatever, just, that's fine, yeah, whatever, man, I'll fucking throw a blanket over it or something and call it a day, a rug, it's fucking fixed. So anyway, yeah, so now my computer monitor is a lot like my cock, I think. It's a few inches smaller than I wish it was, and it's got a curve to it. So, anyway, Call of Duty is fucking great. Yeah, it's saying, you know, the campaign's fucking short, but it's fucking, you know, it's just classic, you know, it's classic shit. I said that already, you know, just fucking going back. The main reason for playing a fucking Call of Duty game is the multiplayer, right? Or it used to be anyway, but, I've been lukewarm anywhere from like lukewarm to like outright disgusted and like just disappointed anyway, and like the multiplayer from the past few of them that I played anyway. I mean, last year was Advanced Warfare, I think that's what it was called, the space one there. And, you know, I played that last year and fucking like, ah, the campaign's okay. Then I fucking, you know, I stopped playing the multiplayer. It's just like, dude, this is just a fucking like mess. I mean, there's a million fucking perks and class levels and fucking weapon levels and, you know, trying to play the game like a fucking, like, normal person. I'm just fucking like, ah, whatever, man. Just give me, one of the default loadouts. Just fucking, like, play. I don't want to fucking deal with this shit. And just, it's just a mess, you know what I mean? The fucking maps themselves are, a lot of them are just, like, these plain circles. You know, there's fucking nothing to them. It's like, ah, it's just, like, a circle. And it's fucking, you spawn in, fucking someone's, like, immediately fucking, like, right near you, or they get a fucking a line of sight on you, fucking spawn in, like, half a second, you fucking die, and then 50 messages are popping up saying you have, like, fucking, like, oh, death streaks, and fucking, like, oh, these, your power, you know, special powers are ready, oh, your ultimate ability is fucking ready, and, you know, people are, like, running on walls and shit, and, like, spamming, like, SMGs and shit, and just, it was fucking garbage, dude. I didn't like it at all. I gave it a shot. Like, I played fucking for like hours. I'm like, I'm making, like, you know, maybe I can, like, understand this fucking random ass fucking garbage and shit. But it's fucking just like, I just don't like this. I just don't like the core game. I don't like it all. I don't like the maps. I don't like the way the game fucking looks. I don't like the way it fucking controls and shit. I didn't like it. So, but kind of like the campaign for the new one here, World War II, the multiplayer in World War II is very just fucking, like, back to basics. You know, you don't have like any of these fucking ridiculous abilities or any of that shit. You just fucking is pretty much just pick one perk, as opposed to before, where it's fucking, like, what are they doing? Like, some, like, pick 10 bullshit. I didn't really fucking understand. It's like, oh, these different perks of, like, different values, and fucking add them up to 10. You can have, like, 10 perks. You can have, like, 5 perks. You have, like, one, really. It's just, like, again, it's a giant fucking, like, mess, you know? So this year, they give you classes that you can customize, right? And, like, all right, so each class you pick is, like, one like, specific ability that's fucking, like, not, like, two. It's nothing, like, crazy either. It's not like a huge fucking, like, game changer, you know? It's just, like, a little bit of a fucking, like, edge, you know what I mean? That half the time I didn't fucking realize. I'm like, what does this guy do again? Oh, I can fucking, like, do something. You know what I mean? Like, fucking something not that fucking crazy, you know? If you pick the infantry class, you get you get like a bayonet at the end of your rifle. You can do like a charge. Like, if you're running, you can fucking, like, you know, just charge in with the fucking bayonet. That's not gonna fucking help you too much. You know what I mean? It's just not a big deal. The airborne class, he has like a silencer. Again, it's like, works like any other silencer you'd figure, which I never was really a fan of. But it's like, I don't know. It's just fucking, it's just, if this one class has it, it's kind of cool that, you know, you won't show up when you fucking, like, shoot the gun, but then it does, it will fucking, like, affect the damage output a little bit, that type of thing. So that's that. Then you get fucking the mountaineers that you can fucking hold your breath when you're sniping. Armored, you get, like, a bipod for your light machine guns, and then this expeditionary fucking lets you load up incendiary rounds into a shotgun, so fucking you just shoot, like, fire, pretty much. You light people on fire when you shoot them. That's probably my favorite. I mean, if it fucking reminds me of fucking Ghost Recon Future Soldier, that's what he's doing there. You can fucking, like, pretty much customize, like, every, like, piece of your fucking gun is fucking, like, I just want, like, a combat shotgun that fucking shoots as fast as possible, and just fucking put in a bunch of, like, fucking incendiary rounds in it. It's fucking like, it's almost like a fucking flamethrower. Just fucking pumping, you know, flaming shotgun shells into people. It's fucking awesome. So you get this fucking, you know, you pick a class to customize. You get, like, that, you know, one little specific class-based perk or whatever. And you get, like, one that you can just pick, like, from, like, a list of perks, and, like, that's it. And just, again, none of those ones that you pick are, like, nothing fucking, like, crazy at all. It's just fucking, there's no, like, fucking, like, Last Stand or fucking Martyrdom or whatever the fuck, or just, any of that shit. It's just fucking, like, oh, you know, that makes the mini-map a little, like, a little bit bigger, or fucking, you know, if somebody aims at you from off screen, like, get a little, like, light up, like, your screen lights up, like, yellow or whatever. It's fucking just, you know, shit like that, or just, probably the biggest one is you can take, like, two primary weapons, which is, like, it's pretty useful, but it's, you still gotta, like, switch out to, like, what you want to do depending on the situation, and just, Yeah, it's fine. Again, most people are like fucking like, ah, I'm gonna stick. I'm gonna pick a sniper. I'm gonna stick with the fucking sniper. I'm gonna pick whatever. Like, you know, I'm running around with that shotgun and shit. It's fucking like, oh, my head is in that space, and I'm just gonna find like the indoor like tunnels and shit and like trenches, and I'm just gonna fucking use my shotgun the whole time. And yeah, I mean, the maps are set up so that you can use pretty much any weapon effectively. Really, I mean, they're actually pretty well designed maps, I think. Just except for fucking, there is one map that kind of sucks. It's got a just got a giant train in the middle of it and a bunch of fucking like little bunkers and shit everywhere on the sides. That one's pretty bad. All the other ones though, like, you know, as soon as you start fucking playing him, you kind of like get him like right away. It's fucking like, all right, it's a long line of sight here, fucking blind corner over here, you know what I mean? Fucking just, you know, elevated position there, fucking window here, fucking, you know, the stationary gun right there, you can fucking like mount. It's like, all right, I get it, you know what I mean? They're all kind of like symmetrical, but they're not like boring, you know what I mean? It's fucking, they look nice. I mean, they're fucking pretty grimy, and just, you know, there's enough fucking shit about, you know, like different like little areas you can fucking like learn, and again, angles and corners and shit. It's fucking, it's not like boring, you know what I mean? Again, it's not like fucking Advanced Warfare. I swear, it's literally just fucking like, oh, here's a bunch of like corridors with nothing in them, and fucking like, you know what I mean? And it's like a circle, and there's a box maybe here, and it's like, no, these are pretty cool maps. Like, there's shit to them that you can fucking learn little tricks and nuances to them, you know? Again, it's fucking, it's good. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's fucking fun. I mean, the spawn seemed fucking fine. And yeah, I know it's a little bit early, but I'd say it's fucking probably my favorite fucking Call of Duty multiplayer since fucking Modern Warfare 2. I mean, I should clarify that too when I say that. I mean, I was never a fan of the fucking the Treyarch games, like the fucking Black Ops or World at War and shit. And those are the ones that most people are like, oh no, those are the best ones. It's like, yeah, I never really liked those at all. I always found those kind of fucking generic and like boring and shit. This game just fucking, like, it just feels fucking great to play. I mean, to me, anyway, it's like everything like fucking immediately just fucking like clicks and like makes sense. And just, you know, I've played fucking hours and hours of it, and just fucking, it's like, yeah, you know, usual fucking shit that happens with online games. You know, it's like the servers can be a little bit janky here and there, but, you know, it's fucking like every now and then, it's like, yeah, I can deal with that. It was a little bit of lag, all right, whatever, man, fucking back out and find another lobby, and it's usually pretty good. Or just like, I mean, you know, then it's fucking like, oh, it's fucking like, oh, I lost connection to the server or whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking find another one, and then it's fucking try again. And then it's fucking like, it'll just like be on a screen where you can't, there's no way to like exit out of it. You have to like alt tab or hit the Windows key and like exit the fucking whole game like through that, you know? Restart it, like restart Steam or whatever to fucking have the shit catch up. But it's not often, like, you only have around three times or so in like the whatever 15-20 hours I played. Not that big of a deal, and again, it's shit they'll work on, hopefully. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's fucking solid, very, very little lag usually. Fucking whatever. Yesterday, like, my entire computer, I'm like, dude, why the fuck? Like, everything was just acting like shit. Like, I was fucking like, dude, I can't even like open up some shit. Like, websites are taking forever to fucking load, and just fucking like, dude, what the hell is going on? Like, it's fucking, again, first thought is fucking like Comcast again, but I just fucking like, I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, everything's just like fucked. Like, this monitor like ruined my fucking computer or some shit. Like, I don't know. But no, it turns out it was just a fucking update, and it's fucking like, oh, Windows update available. It took like fucking 2 hours to fucking download and do. Then everything's fine. But PCs, right? Another thing I like about the fucking the game is you can murder people like really fucking fast. Like, it almost feels like it's like you're just playing like a standard like normal game, and it's feels like it's on fucking like hardcore. You know what I mean? Just fucking like a couple shots and fucking people just drop and just you know, regular rifles of fucking like two shots to the torso, and it's just like, yeah, this shit's fucking like great. And it's like, I haven't even fucking like tried out like real hardcore mode because it's fucking, it might be a little bit too intense for me right now when I'm still getting used to the fucking game, you know what I mean? I mean, there's a fucking ton of modes too. I mean, the classics are there, obviously, the fucking, you know, team deathmatch and fucking domination. There's an objective based mode called War, which is it's a little bit like the operations fucking game type in Battlefield, and they mix it up a little bit like that and like Overwatch, you know what I mean? Or enemy territories, Quake Wars, if you want to get fucking like real old and fucking obscure about it. And yeah, there's multiple stages of objectives you got to do, and you know, you get like an attacking team, a defending team, so. It might be like, all right, you gotta fucking like escort like these three tanks and move them forward, and you know, you have to fucking like get up close to them, like a, you know, like a capture point, pretty much, or whatever the payload and fucking Overwatch. You know what I mean? Like get it close to it to like get it moving. The other team is trying to like get up close to it too and push it back. So I mean, yeah. So it's like, all right, do that, and you move on to the next level, which is kind of like, you know. Pretty much, like, I just capture the flag, but I was like, oh, you know, you gotta grab these gas tanks and bring them back to the fucking, the tanks again to fucking fill up the gas and shit, or I might be like, all right, some domination point, you gotta fucking, like, sit there and control for a set period of time, and, you know, you do that, and then it's like, all right, and you switch sides, so it's fucking like, all right, if one team, it doesn't matter, I guess, fucking one team attacks, one team defends, and then it's like, they switch it, and then fucking, whoever, like, you know, does the most stages the fastest fucking wins, pretty much. So I mean, yeah, doing that shit, there's all sorts of fucking places you can build. It's like, all right, you can build like machine gun nests, build fucking like walls up and shit, just or tear them down, fucking, you know, if you do on the other side, fucking plant dynamite and fucking that shit. Yeah, it's pretty neat. So anyway, yeah, so long story short, I mean, I think I really like fucking Call of Duty World War II's multiplayer. There's also some fucking like real dumb shit in there you can do, which is fucking at the headquarters. They have like a little fucking like social area that's fucking real dumb. They kind of like it, but I'll save that for later. Yeah, I mentioned briefly I played Assassin's Creed Origins. And again, it's a fucking series that I've always fucking hated, like ever since the first one. But something was telling me, like, all right, let me just give this one a chance. I mean, that something really being that I kept hearing that, like, oh no, this is like completely different from the other fucking games. And from what I played, it's like, yeah, no, it really is. Like right away, the first thing you do is you get in a fucking fight, and yeah, it's just, you know, I couldn't stand all the older games, all those games' fucking combat systems work. It was pretty much just fucking like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and wait for somebody to attack me, then I'm going to fucking like hit the fucking counter button and hit it at the right time, and if I do that right, just fucking instant kill, like, over and over. It's like all you could really do. Or that's the most effective thing to do anyways. It's fucking otherwise, it's fucking just like, attack, and he's blocking, and like, fucking like, whatever, he'll do something stupid. So it's fucking like, I was going to sit here and wait and fucking, from how I played them, how I remember them anyway. It's been, again, I haven't fucking played many of them, but I don't like them. But yeah, so yeah, you're getting that first fight there, and it's like, I was having a little bit of trouble getting used to the controls after playing like Shadow of War for fucking 40 plus hours, you know what I mean? And it's fucking like, all right, so you're fighting this first guy. We're saying fucking press fucking RB to attack. Like, that's fucking like odd for the right button to fucking attack, you know what I mean? And it's fucking saying, like, all right, you get a roll out of the way of these heavy attacks and fucking and that shit. And then fucking, like, as soon as that happened, I'm like, fucking, like, oh, this is fucking, like, Dark Souls combat. It's fucking, like, this is awesome. Like, fucking, like I'm down with that. Like, immediately interested, you know what I mean? That alone made it fucking 10 times better than any other fucking Assassin's Creed game that I played. You know, so once I get that, it's fucking, like, it's like, all right, this fucking makes sense, you know what I mean? It makes a lot of sense, like, to throw this in here. The climbing and shit, like, climbing around, fucking climbing up towers and that, that's still really automatic. He's pretty much holding A and fucking pushing in a direction. He's fucking kind of does everything. But it feels more like Prince of Persia than I think before. And maybe that's just because of the fucking Egyptian setting, but it just doesn't feel as like clumsy and shit. And the guy's fucking climbing where you don't want him to fucking go, and that shit used to always happen. Yeah, when I say always, I mean that I played like half of Assassin's Creed 1 and like half of fucking Black Flag, and that's about my experience with Assassin's Creed. But from what I've played so far, I mean, it's pretty fucking good. I mean, it's just like, dude, another fucking shock this week, you know? It's fucking, it's just like the whole world's gone fucking topsy-turvy. We're living in the upside down, you know? It's fucking Call of Duty's good. Fucking Assassin's Creed's good. Fucking Wolfenstein that I was waiting for like 3 years. That game fucking sucked. Like, what the fuck is going on? What's going on? What is this fucking alternate timeline that we're living in here? But yeah, I mean, again, I only played fucking Assassin's Creed Origins for like a couple hours, so I don't have like too much to say about it just right now. But so we'll save that. But I mean, fucking yeah, I mean, initial impressions right now is fucking like, man, this game's pretty fucking good, you know. And it's like, I kind of want to keep playing it because it's fucking not bad at all. I played fucking Destiny 2 for a couple hours too, I guess, but that game sure is more fucking Destiny. And again, it's not bad, and it's fucking just like not that different. It's like, I honestly fucking forgot I fucking owned the game most of the time. Then I fucking hear somebody talk about it somewhere else, and fucking like, oh yeah, I played Destiny. And it's fucking, oh yeah, I own Destiny, don't I? And fucking like, you should probably fucking play that, huh? I played like a couple missions and I fucking stopped. And if that tells you anything, that's pretty much how that game's going. It's fucking like, oh, I know the fucking, everyone's like, oh, the campaign's real short if you just want to blow through a single player. And it's taking me like fucking like, what, 2 weeks at this point? And fucking, I do like a couple missions every time I try to play it and just like end up stopping. But speaking of which, I'm going to stop right here, right now, because I do want to enjoy the last 2 days of my fucking vacation playing games and jerking off. So, more than usual, anyway. So, I know this episode sucked, believe me, but I'm in fucking like brain dead. Like, I don't want to fucking even acknowledge that I'm alive right now. Hopefully next week we can raise the quality back up to our usual standards, which is fucking like, I don't know, like lower tier mediocrity. But until then, I'm Absolute Deicide, gruntfreepress.com. Has some new content up there for once. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address where you can send your complaints about said content, I guess. And now I'm going to fucking bathe in my own stench. Well, the stench bathing is good. So, later, faggots.
One. We are one. One is the beginning.
Are you one, Herbert?
I am not Herbert. I am not Herbert. I am not Herbert. I am not Herbert.